Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as if you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, folks, let's get to this right away. We're going to be talking about the child trafficking documentary Congress did not want you to see, and I'm going to do them all a favor and show it to you, friends, regardless of what they want, because as you all well understand here at the Sons of Liberty, we don't ask the devil for permission to obey God. We obey him, and the reason we do that is because we see the sacrifice of Calvary in his redemption concerning the blood that was spilled to redeem us from our sins. He was the propitiation of our sins, 1 John chapter 2, and also thinking of Revelation 1:5. So therefore, we live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and we're going to do just that today, friends. If you want to know why we are in the position that we're in today, friends, everything's out in the light. There's no hiding what's going on. We're dealing with a bunch of extorted men that continuously work against the people in a foreign manner. They're serving the people. They are serving special interest groups. They're doing what they're told, because if they don't, they're going to be ousted. And if you think I'm kidding, just wait, friends. We've got some video from FBI, Mr. Gunderson, who wanted the American people to know all the way back in the 70s what was going on. If you remember right, friends, Watergate was a cover-up of a pedophile ring and concerning politicians in Washington, D.C., and what they did is they distracted the American people and they put it over on an issue that had nothing to do with what Watergate was really about. And they got a history of doing that as well, and we all know this here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Also wanted to let you know, too, if you're the first-time viewer, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, do you remember just yesterday and the day before, I was highlighting the fact that we see that sheriffs across the country, not just in Illinois, are standing up, but in particular in Illinois, there's over 80 counties in that particular state that are saying absolutely no and resisting the tyrant there in that particular state. Yesterday, I took the time to show you the voice of the people. I took the time yesterday to show you the voice of the law abiders throughout the country. And if you think about the 80 counties out of that particular state, that is 95% of the counties in that particular state that said absolutely no to tyranny. Now, that is the voice of the American people, and that's what I want people to understand here. What I have here is I want to show you a video of this Boston's mayor. And I want to show you how she's getting heckled. And this also explains to you why politicians want more of a controlled environment, because they want everything to be set in stone when they continuously advocate their unconstitutional policies against the American people to further enslave them and their posterity. But what happens when that environment's not controlled? This is what I want you to see. The people don't put up with it. So, therefore, the narrative through the mainstream media concerning what you see in federal government and state governments, folks, they're political ops, what they are. They're controlled. Their narrative is always controlled. They're always in controlled settings, okay? Again, let me show you what happens when they're not.
Far
and the
we have
people have
to
their way.
The establishment.
Check this out.
Of a permanent fortified encampment.
Listen,
at
she's
Mass
reading
Ave
everything. This is the mayor from Boston.
And more importantly, since January, we have connected nearly 400 people to low threshold housing. And secured permanent housing for 65 people.
And it has nothing to do with government. Government
so
has no business there whatsoever.
I'm so proud that all our city departments have done in collaboration with New Market, with the New Market bid, and our communities to
She's
prioritize creating
everything,
safe environments
folks,
for
all
residents
scripted for
to
her.
Access critical services. While these improvements and investments are worth celebrating and highlighting, I would just ask that we could share some information with the public and get these details out to have a transparency about what we're doing. And there's a lot of noise, but I want to be able to share some of the information that we have been working on. As we prepare for the colder weather,
listen to him kicking back on her, folks.
Respectfully, sir, I will engage with you after this, but we need to get through this information so that everyone in the community can understand what we've been working on. Thank you so much for being here, though. I respect and appreciate your passion. As we prepare for the colder weather, we will be helping our shelter partners expand
See,
capacity.
They know she's controlled
know
opposition, folks. This is all controlled
and
opposition.
And we're doubling down
and
on recruiting more BPHC case managers to reduce bottlenecks in residents receiving the critical
See,
care
See, there's
need.
The police shutting down the First Amendment
we
once again,
We have also
folks.
Seen the limits of our capacity as a city.
I want you to think about this. This
we know
is
that
the
in
Boston
this area,
mayor.
We are
who's reading
people
what
from
she's conveying. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's
ahead.
Head. But
we're
the people are sick and tired of it.
Working with our partners
and they're
at the
standing
state
up
and
against
level.
Her. Where they're
right,
beginning to
all,
heckle
if we're
her.
We're going to do it like this. We're going to pull this down and talk to folks.
So if we're going to do it like this, in other words, if you're going to continuously heckle me because you know I'm a controlled operative, reading off a teleprompter, just like the mainstream media is useful idiots, we're not going to go here. And you can see how short she gets, friends, because it's not scripted once they get outside of her place that she's so familiar with of just merely reading all the time as to what she's supposed to say to the people. This isn't coming from her heart. This isn't a representative. Folks, this is an individual working for special interest groups, reading off their propaganda list to the people, and the people are saying enough. And now she's getting mad.
Folks on the side. So I'm going to pause to see if we can get some time and quiet to share information.
Respect our First Amendment rights. Respect our First Amendment rights. See that? And look at all the police friends that say they're doing their job, trying to stifle the voice of the people. See, this is what happens, friends.
I'm going to engage with you afterwards, okay?
Yeah, they're saying don't give us, then they're giving expletives concerning their...
We have been working for 10 months to ensure that this
the
area
acronyms.
Can have as much support and resources as possible.
See, folks,
and we
in
know
the mainstream
that
media wants you to believe
every time I'm at the engagement center,
that they speak for the majority.
Every time I am engaging with residents in the area,
they
I meet
want
folks
you
who
to believe
in.
That they're speaking for the majority. Is that the case? When their settings are not controlled, absolutely not, folks. And this is what they're afraid of, is that the American people are getting to the point of saying enough of your shenanigans. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Folks, let me reiterate the point, okay? Boston's mayor, Michelle Wu, gets heckled so badly, she's forced to end her speech. But wait a second, she's forced to end her speech. Why is that? Because it's open to the public. It's not controlled. Do you understand? Do you also understand, folks, that she is not representing the people, and the people in Boston are telling you that she is not representing them? And notice what's going on behind Mayor Wu. We have all these police trying to what? Stifle free speech. So let me ask you something, Americans. Who's in control here? Do they represent the people? Are they the voice of the people? Absolutely not. She's sitting there rattling off things that have nothing to do with her position as an incumbent representative of this limited government that we have known as the Constitution. And I'm talking about the Republic, Article 4, Section 4. She's not representing the people. She's not acting in accordance with the fact that she's derived her just her delegated authorities from the consent of the governed. Not at all. And the people there are letting the country know she's not representing us. Matter of fact, I just had a friend say that in California. They have old Newsom again, communist Newsom that's tolerated there in that state where there was a recall. He's talking about gun control issues again. And guess what it's about, friends? Control. But it's interesting that there was a recall, I'm guessing, 9 months ago in that particular state. And I believe that they had 250,000 more votes needed than what was needed to actually have him recalled. And, of course, here comes the mainstream media. Here comes the political machine to shut down any opposition, as if to act as if those people in that state didn't speak out saying, this man needs to be recalled. He is a tyrant. No, you're exactly right. Does that represent the people's voice? Absolutely not. The mainstream, here it is. The mainstream media does not represent the American people. Let me say that again. The mainstream media does not represent the mainstream media. I want to tell you what they're doing, and I've said it 1,000 times. They are there covering for and advocating for the crimes of those that are at war with who we are as a people. That's exactly who they are. And I'm talking about a majority of them, easy, hands down. Just ask me, folks. That's all by experience. And it was just one person that they should have probably went the other way on. They didn't. They kept attacking me, and I kept learning their method and kept understanding how this works. And it all comes down to totalitarian methods, friends. They love to attack innocent people. And see, friends, what they do is they pull your hair, they slap your face. This is the mainstream media. They pull your hair, they slap your face, folks. And then when the cameras are rolling, they find a victim to accuse the innocent. It's exactly what they're doing. Joseph Goebbels at his very best. How's that working out for old Joey? Huh? It probably isn't working out too well for him now. But remember what he used to say? Accuse others of what you are guilty of. Folks, there's no truth in these people. John 8:44. Let's get it in our heads so we can understand as to, again, exactly what it is that we're dealing with. I might be doing a show on this tomorrow. I'm not quite sure. But over the last couple days, I've been pondering what's been going on here in the state of Minnesota concerning that of Tim Walz. And this said criminal, and folks, let me just reiterate it once again, folks, until we start talking accordingly. If you're so sick and tired of the establishment, then you better start speaking accordingly. These are criminals that are transgressing the Constitution. They are pulling things out of the air, and they are creating policies, and then they sell them to you as the law, when in fact it's not the law at all. Well, yesterday I did an article, look at how they sell themselves as the world to the world while murdering children. Matter of fact, if you guys all remember this, do you guys remember when Barack Obama, after the alleged shooting that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary, remember he started to cry on camera? Well, folks, for most people, they don't know because they don't take the time to understand who these people really are. First of all, he's a foreigner. He told you that after his criminal incumbency, where he violated the Constitution and transgressed the Constitution over 1,163 times. But here, this is what I want you to know. When he became mysteriously became a senator in the state of Illinois, it was interesting for the short duration that he had their incumbent. Did you know that he voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb? He also voted two times to make sure that babies, if they came out alive, that another, what they call them, doctor, murders is what they are, would be in that room to make sure that that baby was snuffed out. Isn't that interesting how that works? And isn't it also interesting that what they do here is they show Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota. What do they show him on the front page of the paper? What do they show? They show him teaching a bunch of kids in an elementary school, right? He's reading a book out of his hand. This is how they're selling them, okay, to the people in the state of Minnesota. And it's interesting, the very first legislative act, as they call it, it's a criminal act. The first legislative act that he committed once he was reelected by not the people of the state of Minnesota, but was ousted. And what I'm talking about is the fact that the mainstream media came in to cover concerning the massive, massive voter fraud going on in the state of Minnesota to suggest that he was reelected. What was the first thing he did? He came up with something called a legislation where his party, unconstitutional, though it is, once again, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, voted in favor of making sure that babies were murdered all the way up until delivery. This is only happening in Korea and in China. Now in Minnesota. Okay? But how did they sell him to you? They sold him to you as one that was really there for the kids. His whole objective, friends, is the up and coming generation. And what does he do? He wants to make sure they're murdered in the womb, all the way up until delivery. Now, I don't know what people don't understand about that, but that is not called a representative. That's called a murderer. That's in fact exactly what he's called, is a murderer. I want to show you how these said representatives, who again are not working for the people, they're not upholding the law, they're not there to make sure that we still have rights concerning what God has given unto us, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I want you to see this for yourself concerning Tim Walz after he signed this bill. Are these representatives of the state of Minnesota? Or are they accomplices to murder?
It is law.
Okay, so he gets a round of applause by the said representatives, and rest assured, there was a kickback for every single one of them. Oh, my goodness. Folks, that's called blood money. That is blood money. Is all that money that goes into Planned Parenthood, that is blood money, is what it is. When I asked, did it become government's job to make sure babies are murdered? I can't find that in the Constitution. I can find it nowhere in the Bill of Rights. I can find it nowhere in the Declaration of Independence. I can't find our forefathers covering that to make sure that that was a right that God gave them, where they had a right to go kill. But no, I'll tell you what I did find scripturally. I did find where the Lord will not overlook or pardon the iniquity of abortion. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Nor did I find in Scripture where those that are responsible for the act of murder, where they're going to get off on it. And what does he tell the people that are to be just and showing mercy to the innocent in the womb? He said, bring forth judgment, enforce my law against them. 35:33 of Numbers. Their blood for the blood of the innocent. Well, Bradley, that's really extreme. No, that's justice. And that's keeping the Lord's statutes and his ordinances. We can either have it again, man's way, or we can have it the Lord's way. But I want to remind you of one thing. Over the last, 50 years since 1973, do the math, a little to the right or a little to the left there. I just want somebody to tell me how this looks to God and man and to the rest of the world, that the American people have sat back and have allowed this government, a very few, from the very beginning of abortion, as they call it, the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17. I just got one question. How does it look to the rest of the world that they have now, and the accomplices in this country, have allowed government to illegally sanction the murder of the innocent to the equivalent of 63 to 70 million babies in this country? What kind of people are you allowing, incumbent Americans? And yes, I'm in it with you, but I'm the one that has the microphone just to remind you what sort of people are incumbent, that this is what they advocate for. I mean, if it's not trying to force you to take a vaccination that is a mass genocide, as we all know, then it's let's get the kids before they get out of the womb. And this is nothing new. Pharaoh did it. King Herod did it. Nothing new, friends. Are we going to sit back and allow them to murder off the up-and-coming generations? These people are far gone. These are not a type of people, friends, that you can help. These are the type of people that lawfully must be removed. You call it what you will, but anybody in government that is upright in their conduct agrees with what the law says, and the law says, thou shall not kill, but yet they kill. No, that's not government, friends. That is a totalitarian system of a regime. Is what it is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to get to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. FBI agents found no classified documents at President Biden's beach house today. That's the word from the president's personal attorney, who adds agents did remove some documents dealing with Biden's time as vice president. The president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meet this afternoon to talk about raising the debt ceiling and or cutting spending. The Biden administration's proposing new rules to limit excessive fees for paying your credit card bill late. The plan would cap so-called junk fees at $8 from the current average of about $30. ICE is again making life miserable across the Mid-South and blowing up airline schedules all across the USA. More than three-quarters of all flights bound for Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Love Field in Dallas have been canceled or delayed, this according to the website FlightAware. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Quick, I was just talking to my social media platform friends in between breaks there. And for the record, for new time viewers, this is all Genesis Communication Network's sponsors. We are broadcasting into 157 cities right now live. And so with that said, we have breaks in between. Social media platforms is all mine. And then the rest of the airtime goes to GCN. So that's why we have to take the breaks. But this is, you just heard on the break as to how all the thousands of flights have been canceled. Okay. I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Minnesota. Okay. And if it's going to be canceled, it's going to be canceled here, Chicago, Michigan, the list goes on. These are all the airplanes coming in and going out of Minneapolis right now. This is live radar. I just want you to see it. There's no truth in these people. The Word of God has no place in them. They're devils. They lie. That's all they do. They're trying to deter the people from coming together. They're scared to death people are going to start having conversations. And apparently that's exactly what's been going on for some time here. Oh, okay. So, hey, Heidi. Oh, okay. Thank you. So I have a friend, Heidi, who is an airline stewardess. So Heidi, she just texted me and she said, winter storm warning in areas of Texas, ice. Okay, so if you're listening to me live right now, and I'll answer back on air here in just a moment, was all those flights, the thousands of flights that are being canceled, is that in Texas alone? Or is that throughout the United States, in particular the middle, the Midwest? Forgive me. So I'm waiting for her answer, folks. It takes a second for her to get the question. Okay, so let's get over to this, and I wanted to show you this. Did you see this? Pope Francis, I mean, this guy is feeding his constituents. Because he's a political head, that's all he is. We've been warned about these guys since the very beginning of time. But here we have another pope, and what is he doing? Well, he's feeding you the doctrines of devils. Read 1 Timothy 4, chapter 1. Okay? Pope Francis now says homosexuality is not a crime. Well, let me ask you the question. Why has it always been a crime? And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If someone wants to pull down those laws, ask the question before you allow them to do it, as if why the laws were put in place in the first place. Why are they trying to tear them down? That's what you need to ask. Okay, so Heidi just answered me. She said she didn't know. Well, Heidi, just to convey this to you and to all my listeners, I'm just sharing with you as to what's happening in Minneapolis in particular. So if it goes all the way down to Texas and there's storms, I'm telling you it's not happening here. The flights are not being canceled here. So thank you for your interaction live on the radio show. I totally appreciate it, with a big smile on my face. Back to this. Pope Francis now says homosexuality is not a crime. Isn't it interesting that homosexuality, sodomy, is premised on man-boy love relationships? NAMBLA's slogan was sex before eight, before it was too late. I'm teeing this up for the main message here, friends. And how many priests just in the United States of America have been busted committing the crimes against children in their churches, if you want to call them that? But why is this guy taking the Word of God and inverting it? Why is he preaching the opposite of what the Word of God preaches? It's the doctrine of devils, and it tells you who he is serving. And I know that there's websites, Catholic websites, that are set up all over the place that are condemning this man for who he is. He's a devil. That's exactly who he is. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because we're in some real times. And Scripture, I want to hold to Scripture here, Scripture tells us, friends, that in 33 particular cases throughout Scripture, the Lord clearly condemns sodomy. Every state in the United States of America is considered a felony. Okay? It's considered a felony in the United States of America. Why? Because we're premised on common law, God's moral law. Again, that's why you see Moses everywhere. But listen to this. It tells us in the King James Version, in Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination to the Lord." Okay? Then we go over to Leviticus 20:13. What does it tell us in the King James Version? It says, "If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death." That's what Scripture says. Now, isn't it interesting, all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. All the way up until 1961, it was considered crimes against nature. Where did they extract that from? Scripture. They are crimes against nature. It's exactly what they are. And let me just get to the front of my message so I can get to the next point here. In Jude 1:7, what does it tell us? Here's the fruit of sodomy. "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Our forefathers all the while knew what they were doing. They established something called, through Williamsburg and the colonies at the very beginning, the offset of our country, after the War of Independence and during, by the way, they established this government on something called canon law, ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, his Torah. Okay, and folks, if we went by what the sodomites would have us believe and the mainstream media would have us believe, there'd be no reproduction. Who would promote that doctrine? The devil. Who would promote that heresy? Heretics. And that's exactly what they are, is heretics. So folks, do give yourself some time to read the Word. And I'm going to give you one more scripture concerning that. The Pope is saying that homosexuality is not a crime. It's always been a crime. Okay? And he's the vicar between man and Christ. Hey folks, my Bible tells me in 1 Timothy 2:5, there's only one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me say it again. There's only one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. Where man tries to put himself in that position, you better understand what you're dealing with right off the bat. And that's exactly what you are dealing with, friends, are people that are trying to establish their throne in the place of God's. Only one mediator, friends, and I'm making it really clear, his name is Jesus Christ. Okay, so let's get over to the mainstream, main topic here. You ever wonder why all these said laws, as they call them, they're not laws, they're transgressing law. They're tearing down law. You see how all the way up until 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years? All the way up until 73, it was considered mental illness. We have video, and I played it for you some time ago, probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, where in California alone, I believe it was in 1958, if you were to encounter a sodomite, a homosexual or a lesbian, you were to turn them into the authorities. Now what happens? Well, if you don't go along with it, guess what they do? Guess what they do, folks? They call you a bigot. They call you a hater. They're trying to make you a criminal when, in fact, they're the criminals. And keep in mind, they do not have the shield. They are not the victims. They are the perpetrators of the crime. Common sense comes into play. And we're seeing this on a massive scale throughout the United States today. And guess who's doing all the child trafficking? This should come as no surprise. The State Department is. Who said that? Mr. McAfee. Before he was allegedly ousted. He was the one that created the whole system for the government. He told us that the State Department was the responsible party for child trafficking. By the way, let me just get to this really quick. You guys all heard of Boys Town sex scandal? Matter of fact, I talked to John DeCant before he passed away. He wrote a book called The Franklin Cover-Up. Okay? And he was also a part of the eye-opening peek into the CIA Boys Town and the use of sex in politics. This is the child trafficking documentary Congress didn't want you to see. This is why they're creating policies and trying to create you out to be a domestic terrorist if you dare stand up for your children. Okay? The CIA uses young boys to ensnare politicians and then to blackmail them. They are extorted, friends. You need to understand that they are extorted men. The FBI is the garbage detail dredging up political crimes and carting away the mess, threatening those who don't back off. Listen carefully. There's the Gestapo for you, both of them. Both unconstitutional agencies. At the highest levels of government, we find the vermin who are directing horrific wars all over the world. That's the CIA. The government will imprison, smear, or assassinate anyone with knowledge of these perverse sexual crimes. Only they can have that. That's privileged information. Politicians use boys from Boys Town, an orphanage, overseen by guess who? Fathers, as they call them. That's unscriptural, by the way. But they were overseen by fathers there concerning this orphanage. And what they do is get the kids hooked on drugs, and then they would get them into the party life. And then what they do is the CIA would get involved and start to basically fly them into Washington, D.C. to use them in sexual acts to extort politicians so they could dictate everything they did and everything that they didn't. For those that haven't got or caught on to the reality of what's going on, folks, this is common knowledge. Matter of fact, politicians used boys as a department store so they could corrupt and use young kids for sex and drug carriers for the CIA, who happens to be the biggest drug dealers in this country. Go online. It's not hard to find. There's a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys. Oh, my goodness. It goes all the way back to the Bush regime. It goes all the way back to Bill Clinton's MENA, Arkansas. And Barry Seal, who was going to come out and tell the world who was responsible for the drug trafficking into Colombia. And guess who was the dictator over all of that, friends? The ones that the conservatives have put up as one of the good guys, Colonel Oliver North. Do your homework, folks. Hey, listen, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Also keep in mind that over 5,000 members, Brian... from Boston Globe, we had him on the radio with us, did an expose under an ICE investigation, and they found that 5,000 members at the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, they found that over 5,000 members were downloading child pornography. You starting to get the picture here, folks? I'm just beginning. I'm going to show you some video after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We need to stand up for our kids.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, it's time we stand up for our children. You know what's going on here. You know who's making a prayer to them. And again, I've said it 50,000 times, enough is enough here. And if I have to sit here and do it by myself, I will. I mean, there is a reason that we've done 365 public high schools. That's not including colleges. That's not speaking of the 2,800 times we have publicly spoken. By the way, check out our schedule. Hopefully, we're going to be in your area. We're about 3 months out right now. That's what we like to block. If you want to have us to be a part of what's going on in your community, I can promise you one thing. There will be a standing ovation at the end of the speech, not because of Bradley Dean, but because of the Holy Ghost. That's where they find their faith, 1 Timothy 2:5. So, or, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 2:5. Let me get back to this. We're talking about the child trafficking documentary Congress didn't want you to see. Okay? And I was just highlighting the fact that politicians used boys at Boys Town. They were orphans. I want to show you their website. On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Boys Town, saving children, healing families, parenting tips. How do they sell themselves? Hey, folks, the devil's not going to just open the front door, have his horns out, his big sharp tail, and a fork saying, I want your kids. That's not what he does. He transforms himself as an angel of light, like politicians. Here, just comes to my aid right now. And I'm thinking of Saul Alinsky talking about radicals. And I want you to understand what the devil says. Because he's going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell it to you as he shares it with us. Okay? Where are you at? Okay, and of course I'm looking for it. Radicals. He says basically don't go in as a radical. He said just put on a nice tie, nice haircut, and then sell yourself as the good guy. Okay? And I don't know why that's not radical suit. Let me see. I've used it 1,000 times. Here it is. Two revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalisms. Listen carefully. This is how these devils that are incumbent, and I'm talking about the corrupt, are playing their little devilish games. They've already sold their souls. They want to take the soul of the nation, and they want to take as many to hell with them, friends. They can go by themselves, okay? True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Just helping you identify these devils. That's all I'm doing, okay? You know, it's like, and I've said it a million times to my family, I trust a heathen person more than I do those that call themselves Christians. And unless they're proven, folks, I wouldn't take them for a grain of salt. If you remember right, it was the whores and the prostitutes and the tax collectors that went in before the self-righteous. That's why I'm humored when I go into a public place and they say, well, this guy's 6'5 and he's got long hair and he's got tattoos. And it's like, dude, do I look like I applied for the job? I mean, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. That's the Lord who does that. Read the very end of the book of John, the last chapter, John 21. What did he tell Peter? My goodness, folks. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He didn't choose many that were noble. Why? That no man should glory in his presence. It's all his. Okay? Let's get back to this. Omaha, Nebraska has been the breeding ground of sexual perversion for decades. This we know. Because of Boys Town, a former CIA director, it reports, William Colby, was assassinated for speaking out of the crimes of the pedophiles in government. I don't know if that's true or not. But I do know this. George H.W. Bush, the evilest man alive, they called him Evil Poppy, was picked for by the CIA by corrupt Warren Commission member Gerald Ford, who took over the CIA when Colby was fired. We're talking about the child trafficking documentary that Congress didn't want you to see. As of today, journalist investigators are smeared or killed. This includes the kids that speak out, by the way, or they're killed if they search for the truth. DeCamp points out that similar tactics are taken by the government over many years to cover up evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. I am here to tell you that many in of those in federal government are extorted men. If you have not seen Conspiracy of Silence, you will hear it from those that did the investigating. You will hear from those children that were trafficked. And also, by the way, if you can see on social media platforms right now, I pulled up White House child trafficking, Reagan Bush. It's interesting how old Daddy Bush is all over the place, isn't it? And it's also interesting that the Washington Times posted on June 29th, 1989, homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. Children were being given tours at late hours of the People's White House in Washington, D.C. And this is all, again, confirmed. I'm going to play a video for you in just a moment. I want to highlight this, and then we'll get back over to that. Many of those that are guilty of these crimes, friends, do it because they say the people would not believe it because it's unthinkable. They say that's why we can get away with it. Because the people don't believe that we would be responsible for this. Let me ask you something. What are they advocating for? The Homosexual Manifesto has been in there since February 18, 1987, and it talks about all the crimes of the sodomites in community infiltrating the system to zero in on the children. It's been there since 1987. Are they going to act like they don't have it? But isn't it interesting how they're advocating for it? And the mainstream media is advocating for it, yet they're trying to give cover to those that are guilty of the crimes. Now, I want you to make clear, or I want to make myself clear, on Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video that you're about to watch, and that is the Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor, watch it. Conspiracy of Silence. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, okay? On May 3rd, 1994, the video that you're to watch was scheduled to air on the Discovery Channel. but influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and destroy all copies. Matter of fact, it was in the TV guide and the newspaper supplements during that time. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for $250,000 production cost to put the kibosh on it. Okay? Why would they step up to make sure that that was never aired if they weren't guilty of it? Okay? Now what I want to do is I want to play this piece. This is from former FBI chief whistleblower Ted Gunderson. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, friends. And we got 3 minutes, and I want to make sure you hear it all. So let's do this thing.
...2,500 children are kidnapped and murdered in this country every year. Americans, for the most part, are oblivious to what's really going on behind the scenes. I retired from the FBI March 1979. At that time, I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had more than 700 personnel under my command. And in that particular instance, they were taking children out of foster homes, orphanages, Boys Town. These are 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old children before they enter kindergarten. In addition, the children claimed that they were flown into the mountains where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were cut up, actually sacrificed, and flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with prominent people, including congressmen, senators, and certain people in the White House. And the reason the congressmen and the senators vote for these stupid bills is because many of them have been set up and framed.
They've been set up and framed through sex
estimated
in drugs. So, you know, I'm waiting for the phone calls for someone to tell me it's not happening, but I believe that everybody across the boards knows that this has been going on far too long. You heard what Gunderson just said. He just parroted, actually I parroted what he taught me, and John DeCamp, who I did talk with before he passed on, who was threatened, by the way. I'll tell you what, if you weren't threatened, you were blown up in an airplane with your child for bringing back pictures that would expose politicians. If you've not read Franklin cover-up case, folks, do yourself a favor. Don't be afraid. That's what they feed off of. You stand up, you communicate with each other, and you stay in the light, and you hold these criminals accountable for their crimes. And I'm here to tell you, when I look at Luke 17, when it says, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and to cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones, you better ask yourself, devils, and I'm talking about the guilty here, as to why it is that you're so attracted to little children. You sick devil, you deserve what you've got coming every step of the way.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.